Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Michael Pelkin for Nick Kale. Kale and Company, today and Monday, I'll be back in the Nick. If he survives the move, yeah, we'll be back. And yeah, God, pray for him today. You know, maybe every day until he's back. It's so much to get to, including after the big three, I'll play you a Gerald Posner, the guy who knows a thing or two about the Kennedy assassination, responded to Donald Trump.
Oh, cool.
What he said yesterday, yeah.
Awesome.
So we got that going for us,
which is nice.
For those of you tuning in at 9:04 here, Donald Trump may or may not have let the cat out of the bag by saying he thinks that the CIA was behind the Kennedy assassination. So Gerald Posner, who wrote the book, right?
Case closed. It's, I think, the best Kennedy book out there, and there are about 4 million of them. And he's a friend.
I was just going to say that Michael Opelka and him are texting buddies. So as soon as you heard that audio clip, you texted Gerald Posner.
We were neighbors, and when our apartment burned down in New York, he and his wife were moving to Florida. They let us stay in their apartment 6 months. We stayed in their apartment. So he's a friend. He's
nice.
Somebody. He's not just a texting buddy. He's a good man. Really good man. But we need to get to the big three with Dawn.
It's the big three and nine on Kale and Company.
And our big three this morning, heat wave alert. We are sponsored this morning by our friends at Anderson Mechanical Corporation, AMC. All right, number one, a lot of crazy Pennsylvania news. On the Pennsylvania highways, we do have new details on this rescue in Pennsylvania of animals used for bestiality purposes. Ooh. They rescued them.
Wait, what?
Yep.
Oh.
Police in Adams County, this is Pennsylvania, they called the SPCA for some help after they found this disabled school bus that was pulling a makeshift trailer filled with farm animals. No, it was not the Kale family caravan.
Oh, come on.
Oh, my God.
That's easy. It's just Nick and his wife and the family dog. The girls are already here in PA with the grandparents, right? But getting back to this story, this is a serious news story. Police in Adams County, they're speaking out, talking about this. They've arrested this man named Sean Hirschbaum. He's in custody for outstanding warrants in another state. And the SPCA says they helped with these dozens of animals, including 30 birds, ducks, turkeys, roosters, chicken inside this rundown bus, German shepherds, 3 German shepherd dogs, an Australian shepherd. They were saved from these deplorable conditions in this trailer. They also helped recover a bull and a pony that were hauled in the trainer. And the bull and the pony were the animals that they've confirmed were being used in bestiality purposes, like animal trafficking,
what?
I guess.
What is this news story?
I don't know.
Can
it's
we go back to the
thing.
Twerking in the gym? I just think I had reached my maximum of disgust this morning.
Ew.
And now you've lowered the bar, Dawn.
I'm going to ask a question I'm going to regret. How do they know what they were being used for?
DNA testing and...
Oh, my God.
Oh, under the jail. They need to be under the jail.
God bless the SPCA and the Adams County officials. You know, it's so gross. But I won't go into since you asked the question, there is a full answer on this. But there was a suspicion because of, you know, for what, I'm not even going to go into it. And they did official scientific DNA testing and confirmed that they got Mr. Hirschbein's DNA inside the backside of these animals,
Was he,
etc.
Was he the one driving the truck?
Yep.
Was he by himself?
Oh my God.
He was actually there. There's an unidentified female.
Oh God.
Oh God.
Yeah. So they're not giving further details on that one. So
you know how
just donate to the SPCA. I mean, God bless them. You know, they come out. They're trying to find homes for some of the animals. They got three dogs.
Serious
sick.
Question. Serious question. I know we put people who are child predators, child sex offenders on lists, or sex offenders on lists. These people are on some sort of a list, right?
So yeah, like, the to be killed list.
So like,
you
we
know,
need
seriously.
To, we need to, because if they live near you or whatever, you deserve to know that.
That's true. But I just want, you know, when this alleged perpetrator, you know, goes to prison, I just want to send Bubba, his cellmate, the picture of the bull so, you know, Bubba can say, I'm going to be your bull.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Meet your prom date and cellmate.
Please, justice.
Oh, so insane.
Oh. That's nasty.
I got to ask another, really, because I'm very intrigued by this story.
Too intrigued.
Do they then have to put the animals down?
No.
Well,
no.
Well, they got...
Well, no.
They
were assaulted, but they survived. They're a survivor. And I mean, seriously, it's a bull and a pony.
You know how when dogs taste blood, they always get that urge.
I don't think these animals were tasting anything, Gregory.
Yeah, they were.
Sorry.
Yeah. The suspect in the case tried to say the bull and the pony wanted it. I mean, is that what you're saying? Like, that's no, but I mean, no, the bull and the pony were they sicko abuse
victims.
Victims, survivors of this. And this is a demented person. Also, he's being so I don't the charges also include all of the other dozens of animals because they were kept in deplorable conditions.
Kevin Poole says, Greg is bull curious.
Bull curious.
I'm just interested in this story because it's disgraceful and disgusting.
Yeah, no.
Just when you think it can't get any worse, we can't find any lower level, somebody digs another trench.
Yeah. Dawn, thank you for ruining my morning.
Sorry.
Yeah.
But like I say, good police work here, you know, just being suspicious and noticing some things. And that led to this arrest and got this guy off the roadway. And now the SPCA, in a serious note, they're trying to find homes for the dogs, some of the other animals, and as well trying to help the bull and the donkey heal.
Did you say there was a rooster on the bus, too, with all the other birds?
Boy, yeah, duck, a rooster.
So, officially, this is a cock and bull story.
Stop. That's a sin, Mike Opelka.
By the way, were the animals at least cute?
Stop! Will you look at this guy? Will you look at him? All right, in other news, because I love Dr. Michael Royson, and I know that you'll love this story, Michael.
Were they female?
Your friend. No, a bull is a male, ding ding.
Oh, okay.
Here's a little news update for you, Gregory. Somebody failed animal husbandry class in college.
Oh, my goodness. That's my dad's word, ding ding. It's like.
So not only was he into animals, he was playing for the other team, too. Wow, it's just a lot going on in the story. I'm sorry.
All right. So this is a story about people who live past 100, and this is the latest study. In all seriousness, researchers say, because we hear all this, that you're not going to live a long time if you include meat in your diet. So as far as these researchers, there's one study, a major study in China. There's another one in Australia, and they're saying that actually they talked to people who lived over 100 and said that it's important to have a diverse weekly diet, including meat, because we're not getting enough protein. And so they're saying they're looking at life expectancy, which, by the way, is through the roof right now in America and in the world, despite the obesity epidemic, etc. But meat is considered a great source of both muscle-building protein and also full of other nutrients, which are important, like vitamin B12. That's important, too, and a source of iron. And that helps your red blood cells carry oxygen around the body, etc. So it's a great little story just talking about how it's important to have a diverse diet, not just the veggies. And we hear a lot about the vegan studies, but in this one, they are meat eaters.
Well, I go back and forth with Royson on this because I eat meat twice a week, but the meat I eat is a special meat that is reportedly healthy for you. It's called Hart brand beef.
That's what you send me every year, right?
Yeah, that's my Christmas gift.
Yep.
From the company, and it is really healthy. It's got a certain kind of I don't know the scientific explanation, but that's the only red meat we eat, and we only do it twice a week. So the rest of it is a balance of, as Dawn was saying, fish and chicken and vegetables, mm-hmm. et cetera. And Royson has a new project called Longevity Playbook, and it's a website that you can go to and learn how to live longer. On the heels of that, Dawn, there's a story about six sisters in Missouri who just set a record for their combined ages of more than 570 years old. Six women,
wow.
From 89 to 101 years old. So I think we need to study them and see what the heck they're eating. And a lot of this deals with things like the Mediterranean diet, which is, you know, nuts and olive oil, which is a big stinking deal, apparently, in your diet, and staying away from sugar. So my addiction to Red Bull always causes Royson to yell at me. But we are making huge strides in stopping aging and in some ways reversing it. And for anybody that suffers from arthritis, Royson's going to talk about it tomorrow night. They found a way to cure our osteoarthritis in rats, and they're now testing it in dogs. And if it works in dogs, they will start human trials next May.
That's amazing.
And I will be first in line.
That's amazing. Yeah, there's so many medical breakthroughs. Well, I look forward to your Saturday show. That's going to be a great interview.
Thank you.
We have number three in the big three, sponsored this morning by our friends at Anderson Mechanical Corporation, AMC.
Poor Anderson Mechanical. They had bestiality stories. Hey, it's news. It's news.
Barry and Bill, forgive me.
Yeah, it's news.
Well, this one they'll love. So this is about, you've heard of Daddy Ball and Saving Sports. This takes us to suburban Philadelphia, where this controversy has erupted with the Springfield Little League team because a parent complained to league officials over the decision to end the house ball regular season early so that the all-star teams could be formed to compete in a travel ball season. So if you've been involved in sports with your kids, and I know many of you have, then you know that it's always that situation where you're like, oh, great, the kids on the travel team and they take precedent and blah, blah, blah. So this one is, so the dad complains and says this is not fair to the other kids, that they're shortening the season so the travel ball kids can get to have their travel because they don't want to miss out on the regular season. And because it's all about your stats and, you know, all that good stuff. So the dad complains. All he did was complain, right, to the league officials.
Yeah.
All of these parents reportedly, you know, put their money together, the other parent, the travel ball parents, which I guess they're the wealthier parents, I don't know. They put together the cash to do what happened. This is unbelievable. They hire a plane, you know, like at the Jersey Shore when you see like the planes pulling the big banners, the flyovers.
Yep.
They hire this plane to do a flyover during a Springfield Little League game. Little League! Pulling a banner that read, "His name is Zach Maggot."
So they outed the guy who complained?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. This is...
poor dad.
How much money do these people have?
Well, you can actually, Mike, you can get those, because we looked into doing it for a little promotion, you know, for the radio station. It's not that expensive to get a plane and a banner. It's really not. It's a couple grand.
So well, GregStockerSucks.com could be flying over the Jersey Shore any day now.
Don't give anybody any ideas.
Right?
How much is it?
We have the wealthiest audience on the Philadelphia radio dial, so don't give anybody any ideas.
But if you're doing it, I put in more hours. That's my campaign slogan. All right. The banner that did this, though, is the Jersey Shore is more money. But the banner that does this one is $650 to $1,200.
Yeah,
it's $650. You can banner somebody?
Yes, right. Yes.
Oh, my God.
You've been bannered.
So they, if I were fired by somebody and I was really mad, I would find out where their kids are having their Little League game. I would do this.
These
bite me, Bill.
These, you know? These travel sports are like a it's like a blood sport.
Yeah.
I don't remember. I mean, I know it's going to be hard to believe, but I wasn't the most athletic guy in the world.
No, stop.
So, like, I didn't, you know, I couldn't play travel sports even if I wanted to because I stunk. But, like, I don't remember travel sports being such a thing. Like, everybody that I'm, like, in my neighborhood, they're all part of these travel sport things.
Really?
Yeah.
See, we never, Little League was one thing, and you had the All-Star game, and then you had the finals at the end, and we didn't travel anywhere but to the next park district.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I remember. But these people are going to, like, Florida. Yeah. And this
well, they
place
have
and
coaches,
that.
Too.
Yeah.
These parents have pitching coaches.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Your kid is 9.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a thing, though. I'm part of that world, so.
Dawn is part of that.
I know.
She was just.
So, Dawn, would
so
you
I'm
banner?
I'm not judging.
Would you banner somebody?
No, and that, to your very point, so this poor Zach Maggid, if anybody knows him, like, he's got to call in, or if anybody, this poor guy, so he then attends the next Township Board of Commissioners meeting.
Oh, boy.
Because this is, like, this is now taking over, and everybody's talking about it, and so he spoke out at the commissioners meeting and said, hey, whoa, I just want everybody to know he does have a son, his other son, plays travel, so he goes I'm not that guy with intramural only kids, which, you know, are basically like the lesser talented, or, you know what I mean, that's what's going on here. And so he's saying no, I'm not that guy with intramural only kids who's railing against the travel team kids. He said, I just want things to be fair, and this is not fair.
Wow.
So good for you.
And this is Orland, PA, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
interesting.
So it's Orland, PA, but it's Springfield Township, right?
Can you imagine the meeting of the Karens?
Springfield Little League.
Well, can you imagine, though, the meeting? Hey, we're having a meeting to decide what we're going to put on the banner.
Yeah. Orland.
Well, I put in $75, so I should have more say.
I believe Orland is down by, like, the Quaker Town area. So I don't think it's by you, Dawn.
Okay, I'm by Springfield Township.
Yeah.
But it's the Springfield Little League team.
Interesting. Wow. What a story. Man.
You know, now you start hearing this, for $650 to $1,200 bucks, a lot of people are going to think about bannering their ex.
Oh, totally.
You know, I think this
That's
is
actually
great.
A great idea.
This plane, we should find out who the company is. Maybe they'll advertise.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're saying Springfield Little League in Montgomery County, PA. See, there's so many there's Springfield and Delco. There's one in Monco, and there's one in, obviously, Delco, Monco. And is it out by? I'm going to find out now because I don't know.
And then on The Simpsons, there's Springfield.
This says Springfield Little League, Flowertown, PA, which is right by me.
Oh, okay.
But right. maybe there are a couple different ones.
Got it.
But in any event, this poor, I think it's Orland Winmore.
Hmm.
I think this one is right by me. I'm pretty sure. I'm going to find out who this is.
That's amazing. an amazing story.
I'm going to say this. I'm going to bet you money.
Uh-oh.
And I know this is a little sexist. How much you want to bet the people, the individuals who put together the money for the flag are the moms. I shouldn't say it.
Yeah,
the moms.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because they're mama bears, and they're like, "Who is he? My kid's a superstar. My kid's on the travel team." That's what's going on here.
It's follow like, the money. Dawn's right. The money. We'll find out who the perps are on this one.
It's almost
what
like Dawn
great
has
story.
It's almost like Dawn has experience with this.
No.
Okay.
I'm just going to go out of my. I'm going to shut my mouth.
Yeah.
Call in. I'm just saying, but they need to get along. That's why afterwards you have to drink together.
See,
my
this
motto.
Is good. This is the
right?
kind of good advice we should be giving to the audience.
Parents, drink together. Join together. You don't have to eat together, drink together.
Joe USMC on the YouTube chat says, banner, call my ex-wife at 215. It's amazing.
Yeah, well, what happened to you? I got banners. I changed my cell phone number.
Well, we look, Anderson Mechanical Corporation, Carrie and Bill, you're very good sports.
You
so
are.
Thanks for putting up with our big three today. Take advantage. AMC, Anderson Mechanical Corporation. Seriously, AC tune-up special. You got to tune up the HVAC. If you're listening right now, you're going to get a full 15% off your spring maintenance. Obviously, it is summer officially, but they're extending this wonderful spring maintenance special. Also, you're going to get 1 year of free maintenance with a replacement system. Just call today, would you? AMContheweb.com. AMContheweb.com. Thank you, Anderson Mechanical Corporation, for sponsoring our Big Three.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
I think it's safe to say Kevin Costner did not act alone.
That scene with Donald Sutherland, because yeah. I watched it again last night. That scene with Donald Sutherland and Kevin Costner at the end of the movie, where they are, where they're putting all the pieces together, is like if you have not seen that in a while, go back. It's the best 4 minutes you will see. Honestly, it's such a great performance.
Sutherland, rest in peace, was such a consummate actor, and he gave it in every movie, lowbrow, highbrow. He was just there.
Amen. Amen to that.
Really good stuff. And speaking of the JFK thing, and you played the clip in the cut sheet earlier, part two, coming up around the corner, that claim by Donald Trump that CIA, he believed the CIA was behind the Kennedy assassination. Do we have just that little part of it?
Yeah, I didn't cue up just that part, but it's like 30 seconds. It's not that long. Phil, if you can grab that one more time, I would appreciate it. This is Trump declaring that the CIA... Now, let me ask you a question, Mike, because I'm getting a lot of tweets and texts from people saying that he's not actually saying that. And I want to parse what he's saying, and then I want to hear from Jared Posner. Phil, if we could run that one more time, go.
I'm sorry. I have to ask one question, sir. When you got elected in the 2016 election, you said the first thing or one of the things you wanted to do was release the JFK file. And then you said later, I saw it, and I wasn't really ready to do it. And then I saw a clip where you changed your mind, and you said, I think we're ready to see this file. And I'm just curious...
What's in it?
What? No,
tell us right now.
What happened? Like what?
Yeah. I actually did do it. I released a lot, as you know. But when it came to the whole thing, I was hit by some people that worked for me that are great people that you would respect. And they asked me not to do it. And I'm saying, why? Tell me why. And they said, sir, I think it needs a little more time. And I released a lot. But I said, if they feel so strongly, I respect the people and would have done that again. But this time, I'm just going to do it.
RFK says the CIA killed his uncle. Do you believe that?
Well, this wasn't CIA that asked me, but I think CIA was probably behind it. But they didn't. They would have preferred that I not release the rest of it.
So.
Okay.
So yeah.
I see what they're saying.
Tracy Murphy, 99 on YouTube, says the CIA was involved in JFK's death, but I believe that Trump was saying that the CIA was behind asking him to not release the files.
Yeah.
That makes sense now.
That makes complete sense.
I mean, but doesn't he start that by saying the CIA didn't ask me? Hang on.
Going to do it.
RFK says the CIA killed his uncle. Do you believe that?
Well, this wasn't CIA that asked me, but I think CIA was probably behind it. But
see what I mean?
CIA was behind... So the person
behind
who
the push.
Asked him... Yeah, so the CIA was... probably involved with going to somebody who Trump respected to say, hey, we really don't want this release.
Yeah, it's like going to somebody at the lunch, in the cafeteria at the lunch table and going, listen, can you ask Dawn if she likes me or likes me?
Yeah. Check the box.
But
yes or no.
I don't know. He did say CIA didn't ask me, but they were probably behind it. Wouldn't that also say that the CIA was behind it because they don't want it released?
No, not necessarily. Not necessarily, but I still stand behind the fact that if he has in the Mar-a-Lago documents things that they don't want out there, then that makes me question who's really behind the Mar-a-Lago raid and what's really going on here. And I think that they fear that he is more, because he's from the private sector and he's not part of their whole swamp world. He's just, and he is somebody who loves transparency. He loves media. Think about it. And so he's somebody who thinks we should be more transparent and we should just talk about things. And here's an organization that lives and thrives in the shadows. Part of that is a good thing and necessary. part of it, not so much. Right?
Well, I went to my source on this one for reliability, author Gerald Posner. And I caught him as he was at an airport. So I sent him a text, said, hey, can you talk about this? Trump apparently said the CIA was behind killing of JFK. And he sent me a text that I can't talk. I'm literally walking onto a plane, but I'll send you a voicemail. So here's what Gerald said about 35 minutes ago.
Mike, it's Gerald Posner, your buddy. Sorry that I'm boarding a flight to Asheville, but otherwise I would be on the show with you. I did see President Trump's statement that he thought the CIA was behind the Kennedy assassination. I guess I'm going to have to send him a copy of Case Closed. I think he's been talking to his friend Roger Stone. I hope to talk to you about this one. Thanks.
Oh, that's amazing.
Oh, that was good.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so Posner and Stone have had a running battle about this, and they've even done, I think they did like a pay-per-view thing online.
By the way, I know he's your friend, so I'm not going to speak ill, but I am behind the CIA was involved in that.
Well, the CIA may have been behind directing it, you know, like puppet mastering.
Or define involved, like you're saying. So are you involved, you know? Were they aware?
Involved.
Were they aware? Were they complicit?
Lee Harvey Oswald was a patsy. 100%.
I love this. I love the whole conspiracy thing. Dun, dun, dun.
This is so good. Now, involved versus committed. Because, you know, like if you look at your breakfast, my dad used to say, the chicken is involved, the pig is committed. You know, bacon and eggs. The chicken had an involvement. The bacon, the pig is totally in.
Yeah.
So are you a chicken or a pig on this?
Yeah, I'm totally in on the fact that this was. There's more to this story than what. Why else would they not have released this?
We have released something like 98% of the pages.
Yeah, what's in that?
So 2%? What's in those 2%?
100%, 100%. I am team all in on the conspiracy theory. Before we break, Donnie in South Jersey wants to weigh in. What's up, Donnie?
Hi, I'm here. Thank you for taking my call. I was listening with interest. You know, you guys are amazing. You have amazing chemistry and very entertaining and informative. I really am grateful for that.
Thank you, sir.
I did have one quick question about the case about that guy who was caught with bestiality this morning. So I don't know the details, but it's really an amazing case. But I was thought about his name. You know, his name was Hirschbaum, and it's an ethnic name. It's kind of a Jewish name, I think. I don't know, but it sounds to me. Nobody knows. It could be not. Could be Irish. You never know. But I mean, I'm just saying, or Italian, or anything at all. But you know, in our environment, I believe Americans are strong together. You know, they're strong together, and each group respects the other group. And the reason we're strong, the danger to us is from within, not from without. We got to stay together and strong and respectful of each other. And what happens is sometimes there's a phenomenon. I don't know if you remember a few years ago. A bunch of girls were walking by a retarded girl sitting on the steps, and they started beating her up. They analyzed this case that they were afraid to stop because of the other guys, and they were getting stronger and stronger. They beat her up pretty badly. And I think, you know, for one thing, I don't know if this guy was found guilty yet. He's innocent and proven guilty. He may have done it. I don't know who leveled, you know, the accusation in, but he wasn't proven guilty yet. The second thing, the biggest thing for me is his name. And, I know you guys do an amazing job on...
Yeah, I would just say this to you, that his name, the name has nothing to do with it. I have no idea. And it's, the spelling is maybe I'm saying it wrong, Hirschbiny, first name Sean. So they are releasing from Pennsylvania, the Adams County, Pennsylvania officials. They are releasing new details on this case, and this is a serious investigation.
Yeah,
and so it's a police investigation. The SPCA has been involved because there were dozens of animals that they were able to find. But the warrant, there was a warrant out for this person, this suspect's arrest. There was already an outstanding warrant for this man from West Virginia for a charge of distributing obscene material to children.
Oh, good.
Okay, so there...
El Creepo.
There's a whole, you know, case that he allegedly, according to the authorities, was accused of videotaping himself of abusing a pony in very perverse ways. I'm just going to word it that way.
All right, Greg, are you happy we took this call? No, I just want to know. We were almost to the break.
We were. I know. I'm sorry.
So there are all kinds of allegations. They're really.
It's a callback to the 9 o'clock.
Yeah, he's accused of, and there are underage children and there are ponies and a bull, oh my goodness.
I think that guy started his weekend early.
If
you know what I mean.
But the bottom line is with this, and really going back even to a lot of the stories we've been talking about earlier this morning, talking about the police, the law enforcement across the nation at local levels, state levels, national, federal level. They are working together, I think, in a way that is, that because after the defund the police movement, I think they are all working together in more symmetry than we've ever seen. I can say this locally because I know so many law enforcement officers at the local level, the state level. They're all, and even across state lines, they're working together so hard because they know there are all these alerts out right now.
Yeah.
For criminals of all different levels, and this is a sick situation.
Do we dare do this again?
Other callers.
Hang on. Ray's at Doylestown. What's up, Ray?
Ray.
Hey, I want to say thanks, everybody. Great show. I just wanted to add a few things. It's so fascinating, this, the Kennedys, the CIA, what everybody thinks, Mr. Stone, and Mr. Posner. And, Michael, I've called in and spoken to you, too, before. But I just wanted to remind everybody, the reason it's so alluring is, you know, you have the Warren Commission. Everybody talks about Senator Spector. But behind the scenes, the Warren Commission, you had Alan...
Dulles.
Dulles. Alan Dulles was the head of the... he was part of the OSS under Bill Donovan way back in the day when it first was created and transitioned to the CIA.
Yeah.
Right, before the CIA. And then Mr. Dulles, he took it forward into the 50s and the 60s, and he actually headed up the Warren Commission in behind the scenes. Then there's the rumors that Oswald was actually a CIA operative, a double agent, and, you know, infiltrated into Russia, came back with a Russian bride, and was playing both sides. I mean, there's so much there.
And why was he in Mexico just before the assassination? What was going on there? And did you know, if you read Dr. Mary's Monkey, the story of how we used a weaponized version of a polio vaccine to try and give cancer to Castro, that Lee Harvey Oswald was involved in that as well.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's interesting.
I can take you down the road. I can go way down. But I think all we need, I know we got to take a break, but all we need is 4 seconds of advice from Rosie O'Donnell.
If it's a hot dog, they're a boy, and if it's not, they're a girl.
There you go.
I love you.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.